Raised by Soundfest is coming Saturday, December 7th. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
One of my favorite salsa albums of all time, Buenaventura, Herencia Africana, released in France, 1988, Polygram label. Speaking of Colombia, we have a guest in the building, several guests in the building. Fabian Cuero.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Brother Fabian is here in a chef role this weekend for Eat the Book. It's an event we have at Casa Library today from 11 to 3. He will be demoing. What will you be demoing?
I will be doing arepas con perico and Colombian sausage.
And we also have another guest.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Look at you.
I will be watching and tasting.
So he's brought his professional food taster with him. So yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about your journey as, I know you as a DJ, but I also know you as a chef. You come from a culinary pedigree, as it were. I guess you get it from your mama, as they say.
My mom's mom's. Yeah, I just grew up watching her make some amazing meals. So
okay,
I think some of it rubbed off on me.
Okay, I can attest to that. So talk a little bit about. So let me say this: I had a friend. I was going to Colombia last year, and I was telling her I'm going to Colombia. She was like, "What are they eating in Colombia? Mexican food?"
Oh,
I was like, "I mean, maybe."
Just but stabbed me in the
they
heart.
Have their own food. She was like, "But they don't eat Mexican food." I was like, "I mean, they probably eat it, but that's not their food. They
yeah,
have,
that's, yeah,
they eat Colombian food,
mm-hmm.
So they don't eat Mexican food."
I
was like, "So I just gave up. I was like, yeah, Colombians eat tacos. They invented burritos." Because I was exhausted with the conversation.
Yeah.
So
it gets that way. Yeah.
So for people who don't know, who haven't tried Colombian cuisine, how would you describe it?
If you've been to the Caribbean, it's mostly influenced by a lot of Afro-Indigenous people. So it's a mixture of, Caribbean food, not too spicy. For some extent, and a lot of rice, a lot of plátanos, plantains. And typically whatever you could find and scavenge and put together in a pot, that's what it is.
Yeah, I think that was the thing that amazed me about Colombian food is it's not
heated, defined by, yeah.
But it's tasty, but it's not spicy.
That's
but
correct.
It's still delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, so okay. I think people forget that Colombia has a Caribbean coast.
Two coasts. Atlantic,
yeah. And the Pacific.
Caribbean and Pacific. Yeah.
So yeah, that influence is definitely there.
We are from my family is from the Pacific side. So
right.
Okay. A lot of seafood, a lot of fish. Yeah.
Okay. So we're gonna get back to a little bit of music, and then we'll talk a little bit more about Colombian culture, Colombian cuisine.
Thank you. la historia. Pasaba el siglo XVII. Desde Isla Pigajó, y en un barquito negrero, así llegó Benco Piojo, como esclavo y prisionero. Y cuentan los que lo vieron, que en medio de la tormenta y entre aguas turbulentas, Benco viajó hacia la libertad. Y entre rayos y centellas, Benco estaba libre ya. Y entre rayos y centellas, Benco estaba libre ya. Por la mañana temprano, allá en las murallas, los carteles anunciaban: se busca un negro cimarrón. Vivo o muerto lo queremos, si lo encuentran no pregunten. Del enduro pa' que aprenda la lección. Del enduro pa' que aprenda la lección. Oye, y los españoles se quedaron con las ganas, porque Benco se les escapó, mi hermano. Se fugó, se llama Benco.
Se llama Benco, mi ojo.
Pero que tengan cuidado,
de negro cimarrón.
Se fugó. En armas por la libertad, pero como un perro viejo lo vamos a castigar. Y detrás de la recompensa llegó el famoso cazador, con sus perros bien rabiosos y con más de 30 hombres. Preparó la cacería de aquel negro cimarrón. Por los montes de María le llegó la emboscada. Los españoles corrían rompiendo la empalizada. Se fueron de retirada, derrotados por Piojo. Se fueron de retirada, derrotados por Piojo. Silda Cundubí. Suena el tambor, suenen los tambores
de la libertad.
Suena el batazo, suenen los tambores.
Por Benco Piojo.
Suena el tambor, suenen los tambores
de la libertad.
It's the story of Vincas Villalón, who established the first free black town in the Americas, 1619, just a little ways south of Cartagena.
How do you pronounce it?
Vincas Villalón?
Vincas Villalón.
Villalón. That's it. You know better than I do, so tell us about it.
Who, Vincas?
Yes.
Oh, man. History. So Vincas, a slave who revolted and escaped into a region where he couldn't be found. Well, he escaped into a region to build his own community.
Right.
One of the first in the Americas of enslaved people, or formerly enslaved people.
If only you had been there and have seen it.
Yeah. The Spaniards finally captured him, and you know what Spaniards did, what Spaniards did.
And I say all that to say we went there last year.
We were there.
Amazing food. Oh, it was hot.
Hot and humid. Beautiful people, amazing food.
I think it was the best fish I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
That's correct.
So for people who don't know the culture, who don't know the history, enlighten the people. Colombia in general.
Oh, Colombia. So Colombia was part of Gran Colombia, which was made up of Colombia, Venezuela, Panama, and they broke out
Ecuador,
yeah, as well. That's why you see Venezuela, Colombia, and Ecuador have same colors on the flag,
right?
And it broke out after Simon Bolivar liberated those countries out from Spain, right, rule.
With the help of Haitians?
Yeah, exactly.
Who were not eating the cats and the dogs at the time.
And That part,
yeah.
pre-pet eating.
Yes.
Colombia, you know, just been growing as a people. If you look at the landscape, the Pacific coast is, if you think about it, kind of like the black belt in the
right.
U.S.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's where most of the Afro Colombians are concentrated.
And why is that? Sugarcane.
There's a lot of, yeah, so down in the valley, and coffee.
Yeah.
Down in the valley, the land is so fruitful for, to grow a lot of, you know, fruits and vegetables.
Right.
Sugarcane was the main part of distribution back then.
Yeah.
Right. So it still is a main component of Colombia's economy. So
right. So if you think of the Mississippi and miles and miles of cotton fields,
correct,
it'd be sugarcane.
Sugarcane,
mm-hmm, in Colombia.
Well, you know, where I lived when I grew up, Candelaria used to. There was a sugarcane field right across. Well, not too far. So we just used to walk up there and, you know, cut us a couple of
sugarcane. Across
sugar
the cane. Street, basically,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and then, you know, just, you know, sit. On the curve and just eat sugarcane all day long.
Right. Amazing.
Yeah.
So you came to America when you were
11
to Miami.
Miami.
And mm-hmm, what was that experience like?
It was a culture shock.
I bet it was.
A little country boy from a small town.
Right.
And come to a big city. It was definitely...
And I think as you tell it, you weren't black enough for the black people. You weren't Latin enough for the Latin people.
Yeah, it was really complex during that time, because if you think about Miami, well, where we live, and especially where I went to school, it was known as Haiti High.
Right.
So a lot of Haitians. And for the Afro-Americans, meaning U.S., I didn't speak the language, right?
Right.
But then for the Latinos, I was too dark,
right?
So, you know, you have that colorism in Latin America. So it was nowhere where I could fit in for the most part. So I was a loner.
But you acclimated? I had the language. To. You had to learn. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's what people do. They have to adapt
right
to the environments and kind of fit in and understand how to navigate those spaces.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Yeah. I'm always amazed by the immigrant story because people think you just come here, you take benefits, but they have no idea the hard work. Just learning a different culture.
Yeah. And that's true. And, you know, back then, you know, I had to help out family and stuff. I remember my dad used to go out and collect cans because, you know, cans, you sell them back and you get, you know, some money back. So that was pocket change. Had to, you know, do little odd jobs.
Right.
Cleaning houses, you know, we did what we had to do.
Right. So as far as your culinary experience, when did that start?
So credit to my mom, Emilia Hurtado. She
La Doña.
So she stayed back. Her and my dad were not together, and so my dad was already in Miami, and he and my mom wanted us to. They made a deal, wanted us to come to the United States. At first, it was my brother, just my brother,
Ruben.
And then my mom said, no, you need to bring all three of them because they wanted us to have better education. So before she left, she didn't want us to depend on anybody.
Right.
So she taught us how to wash clothes, clean our, you know, after ourselves. You know, make simple meals. But I used to just watch her. She would, to make ends meet, she would cook for a local textile company, the workers there. And so I used to just watch her.
This was back in Colombia?
Back in Colombia.
Okay.
And then when I got here, just living around Jamaicans, Haitians, Cubans, Puerto Ricans, you know, you get to taste a lot of stuff. And like, okay, what's that? You
right.
know. So yeah, that's what.
So if you had to, speaking to that, if you had to differentiate between Colombian cuisine and like West Indian, Jamaican, Haitian, what would the differences be?
They add a lot more heat to their food.
Right.
A lot of the spices are the same, but they add a little bit more heat.
Scotch bonnet.
Definitely Scotch bonnet. Yeah, a lot of peppers.
Okay.
That we don't typically use.
Because you don't grow peppers in Colombia, do you? Or do you?
Not so much.
Okay.
Maybe some regions, maybe some indigenous stuff, but no.
Cool. So if you are in Memphis today, I would encourage you to come out. Eat this book. Eat some... not too spicy, but definitely delicious, savory. Speaking of savory, you have a YouTube channel, do you not?
I do.
Kinda, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Talk about that. It's starting to go. So, last year, I went through some, you know, a lot of personal stuff, mm-hmm. and I found that cooking was my therapy, right? And so, after I met my beautiful partner in crime, Kelly.
Meow. Meow.
I decided that maybe I should do, you know, a cooking show.
Okay.
Right? And, you know, just to get, you know, my mind straight and stuff. And so I came up with a concept of savory roots, meaning I wanted to take a concept of where a lot of the food that I grew up, where they come from.
Right.
I wanted to bring in some music into it as well, so that, you know, when you're out there cooking and you see mom or grandma,
right,
and they're listening to music while they cook, you know, that kind of deal, right? So, yeah, that's what got me started.
That inspired you.
Yeah, that's inspiration.
Okay. So this is Caribbean soul. We typically do, you know, a sample of this, that, and the other. And from what I hear, Miss Kelly does a little bit of soul herself.
Uh-oh.
She is in the South.
Yeah.
She is in Memphis, the home of soul.
That girl can sing.
She can sing?
I
don't know.
A little bit.
I may need to sample it.
Uh-oh.
So, I mean, we've got a track prepared. Don't look surprised, even though you're surprised. So, can you?
I was wondering what he was doing.
What was I doing, yes. Kelly? I don't know.
But let me say something, Antonio. He's really amazing. He doesn't know how good he is in his skill. He doesn't really know how good he is in his
skill. Of course
skill.
Not.
I watch him cook and the way that he holds the knives and the seasonings that he... I mean, he's in a whole world of his own. And he's really amazing. The food is good.
He's good, but we're talking about your voice right now.
Your good voice.
Yes.
My good voice.
So, yeah,
spiritual voice.
We have a track that is prepped. Maybe you could bless with a little something-something.
A little something-something, baby.
You think that's possible?
I can do that just a little bit. A
little bit?
Just a tiny bit.
While you prepping that, I just want to send a shout-out to all the Adams family.
Hey, Mama.
Mama Joyce. Dad Adam. Brother Robert. Brother Delane.
All right. We ready? Maybe. A little bit of something?
I'm ready a little. I love this. My dad introduced me to this music back in the day. I'm so in love with you.
All right, come through, Kevin.
Whatever you want to do is all right with me. Cause you make me feel so brand new, and I want to spend my life with you. Let me sing, baby, yeah. Since we've been together, I'm loving you forever. Is what I need. Let me be the one you come running to, and I'll never be untrue. Oh, baby, let's stay together, loving you whether times are good or bad, happy or sad. He is waving. Thank you so much. I'm just blessed.
I got my light on.
I'm just blessed.
Kelly making her WYXR debut.
Thank you.
Coming to a city near you.
Well,
a little bit of Alan.
Whether times are good or bad, happy or sad. Thank you, Antonio.
Thank you.
Right,
bless
all right,
right. Right, then.
Bravo, bravo, bravo.
I'm gonna get you.
All right, let's get back to some music. I think people forget that Columbia has Caribbean soul. They got reggae.
A little bit.
Llamo a un par de amigas para salir de Rose. Su mail le dice que llegue antes de las 12. Podrá ser la mamá, pero no la conoce. Voy llegando yo a la discoteca. Al VIP llegará esta muñeca. Cara de santa, seguro que peca. Ah, ah, ah. Y suena la música. Sentimos la química. Un trago con tónica y se le quita lo tímida. Y suena la música, sentimos la química. Un trago con tónica y se le quita lo tímida. Me dice algo como, oh ya ya, oh na na oh, oh ya ya, oh na na oh, oh ya ya, oh na na oh, oh ya ya. Frútate,
en chillin' cool. En la chiva con voy soltero con el tanque full. Siempre con los Nike nuevos, pero flow es cool. Con más ala que una lata de Red Bull. Fly. Y aunque la disco está explotada de Yalet, tú eres la que más sobresale. Ese culito de la falda se sale. Que chimba fuera que me lo regales.
Y suena la música, sentimos la química. Un trago con tónica y se le quita lo tímida. Y suena la música, sentimos la química. Un trago con tónica y se le quita lo tímida.
Me dice algo como, oh yeah, yeah. Oh na na oh, oh yeah, yeah. Oh na na oh, oh yeah, yeah. Oh na na oh.
Jamaica, the land of food and water, where we have all the beautiful girls, them straight on ya. Yeah. We have coconut, rum and water, everything about ya, nice.
Y suena la música, sentimos la química. Un trago con tónica y se le quita lo tímida. Sábado soltero yo me voy pa' Jamaica. Llamo a mi parcero a la gatica que caigan. Tráigame un guarito y un bloncito en la playa. Hoy me doy lo que me traigan mientras suena la música. Sentimos la química. Un trago con tónica y se le quita lo tímida. Me dijo algo como, oh yeah, yeah. Oh na na oh, oh yeah, yeah. Oh na na oh. Oh yeah, yeah, oh na na oh. No sé qué dijo, pero todo me gustó.
Go Kingston.
Ay, me he inventado cosas para llamar la atención de ti. Y no solo por lo hermosa, niña turía, me tiene así. Y siéntate y piensa en algo, y quiero ser ese algo. Ay, procuré seducirla mucho hasta que se dio. Y la gozo de hermosa y te merece todo. Amarte es mi necesidad de ti me gustan cosas, la verdad todo. Quitarte esa inseguridad, mi necesidad es darte un par de besitos, es bailar contigo una frito, es decir que loquito me tiene. Que huele, huele rico al bailar. Es perfecta el despertar. Ahí procure seducirla mucho hasta que se dio. Ahí placa vos sos hermosa y te merece todo. Amarte es mi necesidad de ti me gustan cosas. La verdad todo, quitarte esa inseguridad es mi necesidad. Procure seducirla mucho hasta que se dio. Y si supiera todo lo que yo le recé a Dios, pa' que tú estuvieras aquí. Ahí mi placa hermosa, vos otra cosa. Es el destino que no tiene feliz.
Baby, date una idea de que
placa vos sos hermosa y te mereces. Ay, amarte es mi necesidad, de ti me gustan cosas, la verdad todo.
Baby, date una idea de que
flaca vos sos hermoso, oh, yeah. Te mereces todo, oh, yeah. Ay, amarte es mi necesidad, oh, yeah. De ti me gustan cosas, oh, yeah.
Todas las noches sueñas conmigo. Tú me entregas
el abrazo que me gana y me das los besos que viajan conmigo. Yo te veo tan hermosa y tan callada, tan tímida que sonrojas si te miro. Y no sabes lo que pasa en mi cabeza. Escucha por favor lo que te digo. Yo quiero algo que se quede para siempre, algo que solo se da una vez en la vida. Quiero dejar la huella de este amor, amor, amor del bueno. Si me dejas, te lo pido de rodillas. Déjame entrar en tu jardín, dame la llave de tu sol. Quiero mostrarte los colores del amor. Quiero que sientas cómo es llegar al cielo. Si me das eso que anhelo, te lo juro, no te vas a arrepentir. Comencemos por bailar bien suavecito. Quiero decirte cuánto te amo al oído. Deja atrás los prejuicios y los miedos. Toma mis alas, ven y vuélate conmigo. Yo quiero algo que se quede para siempre, algo que solo se da una vez en la vida. Quiero dejar la huella de este amor, amor, amor del bueno. Si me dejas, te lo pido de rodillas. Déjame entrar en tu jardín, dame la llave de tu sol. Quiero mostrarte los colores de la.
Se pasa rico soltera. reserva el hotel. Ya me prendí con un solo cóctel. Me puse poca ropa para mostrar la piel. La abeja reina está botando miel. Rico soltera.
So before you were a chef, you had a life as a DJ, which is how we met. You miss it?
I do not.
No, come on now. That is not the truth.
You know, well, actually, you know, what I do now is I critique a lot. Kelly knows this.
He does.
Because you weren't critiquing before.
Not like this,
oh,
I
really?
Tell you.
Okay.
No.
How so? What's the difference?
Well, I know what it should look like,
right,
and what it should be,
right,
and when and I have high standards,
yeah, of
and
course.
When DJs don't meet those standards,
you're fired.
Yeah. I kind of tell Kelly, it's like, I'm not feeling it.
So if you were critiquing a DJ, what would the categories be?
Flow.
Okay. Check flow. Okay.
Crowd, understanding of your crowd,
reading the crowd, room.
Yeah,
okay,
and definitely the music.
Okay, selection. Yeah, because I remember when we met.
Oh, and sound.
And sound.
Yeah,
engineering.
Yes,
yeah, that guy. So I remember when we met. It was at a club, and Azúcar, right?
We're going to
Azúcar. Yeah. We had no idea what we were getting ourselves into.
Nah.
I mean, there was some underground, shady, just all sorts. I wouldn't even get into all the things that were going on.
We were green.
We were beyond green. We were like Kelly Green right now. green. Yeah, so the thing I think I've always had, which has brought me into the music, is I have an ear for music because I am a musician. But the thing I got from you is how to cue music, how to listen to bars.
Mm-hmm.
Where's a good place to transition? Because I had none of that. Mm-hmm. Where to cue it? I mean, like the technical stuff, I didn't know how to do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to start, where to start it. So I will definitely give you credit for that. But for someone who's trying to hone the craft of DJing, where should they start? I mean, it goes without saying, you got to have good music. You got to have good music.
Yeah, and I think for the most important thing is, depending on what type of music you want to play or gravitate to, you have to be a part of, you know, that community, right? And meaning, I see a lot of DJs who call themselves salsa, bachata, or whatever, right. DJs. But they never experienced a party from Colombia or
right.
from Puerto Rico.
Right.
Right. They don't have that background to say, oh, this is
what it should look like.
What it should look like, right?
Feel, yeah.
And I think you got a taste of that when you went to Colombia last year where, you know, the atmosphere was off the chart.
Yeah, I never understood why they called Colombia the salsa capital, because I was like, they don't dance like Puerto Ricans dance. So I don't understand. It was not about the dance.
It's
it was about the mood, the atmosphere, the room.
the camaraderie. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was telling Kelly last night, it was like going to a Pentecostal church. It was like salsa church. I had never seen anything like that in my life.
Yeah. So when a lot of these DJs are starting out, yeah, you could do, you know, all the YouTube and learn from there. But if you haven't been to and experienced it for yourself,
then for yourself,
yeah,
as they say in the church, if you experience Jesus for yourself,
amen, brother, amen.
Yes. Yeah.
So I will recommend, you know, just start there.
Okay.
Like, you know, go hang out with those folks and go to parties. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Travel the world too.
I think I had the benefit of before I started. You remember Chris Ortiz, mm-hmm. Rest in peace. He was the one that pulled me aside and was like, Donito, you got to get here for music. So he introduced me to the culture, to the religion, to the quiz, all of it. I mean, being from the Bronx, he knew it from the bottom up. And then I had some other friends who were musicians as well. So yeah, I think having that, like doing the field research.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and going back to, you know, critiquing what I talked to Kelly about, you know, what I noticed, when I noticed something, it's like, hey, you know, he should have done this, or, you know, that this DJ, or she should, you know, do this or whatever. And, you know, so that she could kind of understand the mindset of what's
DJ lacking.
Yeah.
And okay. I think he should teach, because when we're somewhere and the music is playing, he'll tell me, look at the audience and look how they look divided. Look at the diversity in how the DJ is not really attending to all of the, right. you know, the different diversity. And you can lose a crowd like that.
Oh, absolutely. And once you lose it, you may never get them back.
They're gone out the door.
Which is why when people are asking for requests, they don't understand. Mm-hmm. This, you could interrupt my entire flow, because I've done that. It was like the guy kept badgering me, paid me $5. And I was like, just to get rid of him. And then you lose the crowd, and it's like it takes you 30 minutes to get them
to
back.
To get them back, yeah.
If you ever get them back.
Yeah, we went to Kelly's class reunion last weekend, and the DJ, bless his heart.
Bless his people.
Good Lord. Just, you know.
Good Lord.
he was trying to please, you know, the crowd by asking folks to, you know, to make requests. But as a DJ, I mean, you could control that, right? You could mix that stuff in,
right.
and still have people out there dancing.
Right.
So
it's a tightrope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, we're going to play a little bit of music. Thank you for listening in. This is WYXR, Raised by Sound Caribbean Soul. We do this every weekend, 9 to 10. Your host, Antonio Quinn. Thank you for tuning in. Shout out to Emma Pennington. We'll see you in a little bit at Eat the Book. So if you're in Memphis today, come through. There will be comida. There will be música. There will be ambience, atmosphere, and good grooves.
And Kelly will be eating a lot of food.
Kelly will be eating a lot of food.
Yes, I will.
She may not leave you any, so you better get there. So, ciao.
Estarás bailando hasta conmigo, no como amigos, ey, que hubiera sido. tratar como yo. No te va a besar como yo. No está tan rica así como yo. Ella es tímida y yo no con estas ganas que tengo yo. Me atrevo a comérmelo todo. Hoy estás jangueando con ella, pero después tal vez no. ¿Qué hubiera sido?
Que no te veo, ven pronto a calmar mi llanto.